"All right," said Achille. "I killed Poke. I strangled her and put her in the river." "Go on." "What more? You want to know how she wet herself and took a shit while she was dying? You want to know how her eyes bugged out?" "One murder doesn't get you psychiatric confinement, Achille. You know you've killed before." "What makes you think so?" "Because it didn't bother you."
"It never bothered. Not even the first time. You just don't understand power. If it bothers you, you aren't fit to have power."
"I killed Ulysses, of course, but just because he was a nuisance."
"And?"
"I'm not a mass murderer, Bean."
"You live to kill, Achille. Spill it all, and then convince me that it really was all."
But Achille had just been playing. He had already decided to tell it all. "The most recent was Dr. Vivian Delamar," he said. "I told her not to do the operations under total anesthetic. I told her to leave me alert. I could take it even if there was pain. But she had to be in control. Well, if she really loved control so much, why did she turn her back on me? And why was she so stupid as to think I really had a gun? By pressing hard in her back, I made it so she didn't even feel the needle go in, right next to where the tongue depressors were poking her. Died of a heart attack right there in her own office. Nobody even knew I'd been in there. You want more?"
"I want it all, Achille."
It took 20 minutes, but Achille gave them the whole chronicle. All 7 times he had set things right. He liked it, actually, telling them like this. Nobody had ever had a chance to understand how powerful he was till now. He wanted to see their faces. That's the only thing that was missing. He wanted to see the disgust that would reveal their weakness, their inability to look power in the face. Machiavelli understood. If you intend to rule, you don't shrink from killing. Saddam Hussein knew it. You have to be willing to kill with your own hand. You can't stand back and let others do it for you all the time. And Stalin understood it, too. You can never be loyal to anybody, because that only weakens you. Lenin was good to Stalin, gave him his chance, raised him out of nothing to be the keeper of the gate to power. But that didn't stop Stalin from imprisoning Lenin and then killing him. That's what these fools would never understand. All those military writers were just armchair philosophers. All that military history, most of it was useless. War was just one of the tools that the great men used to get and keep their power. And the only way to stop a great man was the way Brutus did it.
"Bean, you're no Brutus."
"Turn on the light. Let me see the faces."
But the light did not go on. When he was finished, when they left, there was only the light through the door, silhouetting them as they left, 5 of them, all naked but carrying the recording equipment. They even tested it to make sure it had picked up Achille's confession. He heard his own voice, strong and unwavering, proud of what he'd done. That would prove to the weaklings that he was insane. They would keep him alive. Until the universe bent things to his will yet again and set him free to reign with blood and horror on Earth. Since they hadn't let him see their faces, he'd have no choice. When all the power was in his hands, he'd have to kill everyone who was in battle school at this time. That would be a good idea anyway, since all the brilliant military minds of the age had been assembled here at one time or another. It was obvious that in order to rule safely, Achille would have to get rid of everyone whose name had ever been on a battle school roster. Then there'd be no rivals. And he'd keep testing children as long as he lived, finding any with the slightest spark of military talent. Herod understood how you stay in power.